Nice bounce back on the JSC today. When I spoke to Greg Davies yesterday, he was saying there's a rather sinister tone to the afternoon on the JSC Securities Exchange, and the market fell around about 1%. Today, the antithesis of that action, with the banks on the local exchange up 0.75%, so were the financials, industrial shares up 1%, Naspers being the driver there. Retailers 1.8% higher, resources up 1%, gold shares up 0.9%, platinums, the laggards, only up a third, but the all share itself up 1.3% to 54,000. 108, and the value traded approximately $16 billion, around 13.41, virtually unchanged from yesterday. 17.38 against the British pound is the rand, and the euro rand 15.30 with the euro dollar 114.15. The gold price up a couple to 13.14. The platinum price also $2 better at $823 an ounce. The oil price $62.33, down 50 cents per barrel. That's Brent crude in London. The Dow Jones up 0.5% as the JSE closed, and the FTSE in London stormingly good day, up 1.75%. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. This is the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg, more trading updates coming out of the JSE today and all sorts of things ahead of the earnings season, which starts in earnest next week. Imperial Logistics, Curo, PPC, Amplats, Astral and Impact. Let's start with Impact at the bottom of the list. Nice move.
Yeah, nice move. Up 12%. Look, it's quite thin on the bid and offer side. This one, it did trade about 8 million rands worth of shares. Quite a history that has spun out of Mondi, I think back in 2012, came to the market around 12 rand, then had a sort of a 18-month charge to around 50, and spent the last couple of years in the mid 20s. Which is sometimes quite a good barometer of the economy, the packaging side. And they seem to be doing something right on costs. The market rewarding them with a 12% share price increase.
Did the market reward the chicken producer, i.e. Astral Foods, today? They also had an update.
Yes. Well, initially, because a share around sort of midday was making a high of 160 rand. And then as the afternoon drew on, it finished at 156.12, actually down a quarter of a percent. So I think analysts looking through that more closely, then the knee jerk was to buy it. And then I think as the afternoon dragged on, people sort of had second thoughts there.
I have a chicken every single Sunday, Greg. I mean, it's a comfort thing. I roast a chicken with potatoes and lovely green vegetables and carrots and all sorts of things. And in winter, parsnips and turnips and stuff. Do you eat a lot of chicken?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Nando's, which I think is probably one of the Astral's favourite customers.
So you don't cook your own, you just go to Nando's, yeah?
Pick up the phone and then deliver it to the penthouse.
What a world. Greg, Anglo-American Platinum. You can't pick up the phone to them and get your platinum ring delivered, but they came out with an update, and that is in the light and with a backdrop of the Impala statement yesterday. Obviously, two different companies, because according to John Bickard, who I spoke to yesterday, portfolio manager responsible for the Investec Value Fund, Anglo-American Platinum has been in an upswing share price-wise for a couple of years, whereas Impala has only just come out of a bear market, which has lasted for, goodness me, almost 10 years.
Yeah, Amplats has been the strongest, and it is the biggest market cap in that space. The share price was well up around 50, 629 rand, but Mr. Bickard's quite right. This one has done a lot of work on the upside ahead of this update, so it's probably all baked into the cake.
Okay. Baked into the cement cake is PPC, Pretoria Portland Cement, which is now a penny stock, so it's a penny PPC. It came out with its own trading update today. How did it do?
Share finished at 5.65, up a third of a percent, a volume of 24 million rands of the share, so it's quite brisk trade there. I think it's a very, very difficult space. You just have to look at all the construction stocks, which have lost vast amounts of market cap. I'm hearing that there's still a big problem with it, with the cheaper imports, certainly coming from China, and then recently the Dangote guys have come in and flooded the market with cheap cement. So it's a very competitive space. I see the market cap is still 9 billion, so mid-cap really, but still hanging in there.
Yeah, Curo Holdings. This is one that people always said to me, Lindsay, don't be too fooled by this one because it's a house of cards waiting to fall. Curo down around about 4% today after their own update. What is your view on this stock? I mean, it's lovely to educate people, and when I speak to the CEO, he's he's incredibly believable. But what do you think about the stock? Do we believe the stock?
Yeah, look, it certainly was a very, very clever idea, and it was a niche in the market. It's not a top end. It's not Michael House, but it's a private schools where you get a better quality education, which over there, the government's let us down. Someone saw a gap in the market. The share price got clobbered down 7%. I worry that these education stocks have all run ahead of themselves, really, and it's probably due for some consolidation in the sector. There was some data out saying 150 families a week leaving South Africa, so that, that should be troubling for all the players in that space.
Where do you think they're going?
Must be mostly the UK, Australia.
Mm. Off to Perth, etc. Greg, Imperial...
Not Zimbabwe, yeah.
Imperial Logistics. Imperial Logistics, excuse me.
Yes, I mean the recent news on that one, obviously the update today, but they did unbundle that company Motus as well.
Yes.
About a month ago, that share price is right around 83.60. Imperial up 1.5% to the 68 rand. So a little bit of a surprise on the upside. The trading update coming out at midday today, 40 million rands with the shares trading hands.
What has been the market reaction to the unbundling and the splitting? Because we've spoken about this before when Goldfields, or rather a gold company, has split into two, and we thought, well, we should be buying this one and selling that one. But of course, everybody got it wrong. You know what I'm talking about. What has been the story with the unbundling there, Imperial and Motus?
Yeah, so far you'd be more or less at break even. I mean, Motus did have a run last about two, three weeks ago, around about 94 rand, and then you were in a profit, but it's drifted back to sort of break even for shareholders. We are waiting for numbers for Motus, which you should imagine must be imminent if Imperial have come out already. But yeah, not the great value unlock story that we've seen in the past.
Okay, what else have you seen today? Let's have a look at the top five up and down. I've got on my screen, my sharenet.co.za screen, Sasol, Vivo, Exxaro, TFG, the old Fashini, of course, and then Harmony. Sasol, probably ahead of a trading update, which is coming in the next couple of days, running ahead of itself because the oil price is down and the rand is only very, very slightly weaker. Why is Sasol up 4%?
Yeah, I sort of asked a few experts there during the morning when I saw it was so strong. They're saying BP apparently had earnings 8 o'clock this morning, which were much better than the market was expecting. So perhaps these energy counters are back in favor a bit. Sasol has been pummeled mostly this year, ran from about 450, got close to 400, back to 418.82, up 4% today. As you say, the other metrics are flat. The oil prices done, not much, and the rand's steady at 13.40 at the moment.
On the downside, Kiro, we've already spoken about them. Brait, RCL again, don't need to talk about RCL. Goldfields and Into Prop. Any features there? Any stories there?
Goldfields, yeah, I mean, I suppose that is the gold price coming back off its highs, the rand being a little bit stronger. I think we are waiting for an update from them. It's interesting that that one was on the top five down. I mean, the gold index, in fact, was up 0.75%, so definitely bucking the trend there.
Yes. Anything else today on a relatively routine day when it comes to volume, as I said, around about 16 billion earlier on? Anything else that caught your eye outside of the major movers which we've just spoken about?
Yeah, well, I suppose we can't have a 5 o'clock shadow without speaking about NASPAS. Been a bit quiet so far this week. I think it's New Year in the Far East. But today, up 2.7%, 3,035 rand, gaining 80 rand a share. It's quite a big move, really, without 10 cent to drive it higher. And I think in the market finished 800 points up, but a lot of that built on the pillar of a strong NASPAS move, and that brought buyers into the other counters, people tracking indexes and so on, to keep pace with the performance. So that sort of gave the market some comfort that NASPAS managed to rally. He's also got some point, well, I think around the 27th of this month, they're going to unbundle multi-choice, which can be very interesting.
We are just entering the year of the pig in the Chinese calendar. Greg, what are you, pig, snake, dog, rabbit, tiger? What are you?
I think I'm a Scorpio. Yeah, I'm not sure if I have
that. Not Scorpio. No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about the Chinese calendar, not the normal thing. I'm an Aquarian, but I'm a tiger as well. What are you?
I think a rat. Huh? I'm not certain.
Greg the rat. And do you think that in the year of the pig we'll be gorging, we'll putting our snouts in the trough of the JSE, and we'll continue to go up? Look longer term, if you would.
Life of a broker is something which is sort of so bipolar, really, because he spoke to me this time yesterday and the market were down 500 or 600 points. A couple of our blue chip counters have been clattered. Mr. Price had given up. And then suddenly today you've got this rally in Nasdaq. We're back above the 54. I think this is the highest for the year so far, 54,209. And 54 has been a level we've battled to keep our head above. But if we can consolidate here above 54, a little bit of good news, the rand stays strong, you might see a push to 55,000. But you know, we really, as brokers, as investors, we really need some relief from this sideways grind that we've experienced the last 3-4 years.
Greg, thanks so much for your analysis. That's Greg the Rat Davies, the chief trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg.